Yep. It is 7 p.m. on April the 10th, 2024. I already see a typographical error in the agenda, which I typed up. It is 2024. So I will call the meeting to order for the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees. We'll start off with signing the documentation from, it's a Farmers National Bank that we're signing. Let's sign that first.
So there's two sets. Page one, page two, we all sign. Page three, just Scott and Scott Widmer and myself.
Oh, okay. One of two sets, you say? You
yep.
Want to kick that off?
So there's two bank accounts.
That's right.
It says ID and DOB. They would have that
from your driver's license.
So we don't have to put that in?
Correct.
Okay.
You want to sign last? Spots.
Your name was here last time, but I think I signed the right place.
You did.
Okay.
You did.
That business taken care of. Now we'll move on to fiscal officer reports. I want to recognize Colleen Sprunger tonight, her first official meeting with the Sugar Creek Township Board of Trustees. Welcome.
Thank you.
Glad to have you. We'll be polite this meeting. Can't promise for next meeting. Okay, so here's meeting minutes from the March 13th meeting. I'll be abstaining from approving these since I was not in attendance. But are there any questions with respect to the meeting minutes? Hearing no questions, I move that we approve the meeting minutes.
I will second the motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving, please say yes.
Yes.
And I will abstain. So thank you very much. I move, Tom seconded. Tom and Scott voted yes, I abstain. In no particular order, I just laid these things out. It's pretty boilerplate, but.
Financial reports.
Thank you.
March 31st.
Looks
Anita
like.
Would lay them out.
Yeah. So it looks like we've had some funding happen.
The real estate taxes came in.
Yeah, because.
First half.
Fire and ambulance is up from where I had seen it before, and everything else is up.
Wow.
That's good. That's a nice breath of fresh air.
Yep.
Any questions with respect to the financial statements, gentlemen? Hearing none, I move that we approve the meeting minutes. We approve the financial statements.
I second that.
Okay, thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving the financial statements, please say yes.
Yes.
And that was unanimous. Knocking a little bit of the dust off.
Bank reconciliation.
Just one?
And statements, yeah, just one copy.
Yeah, cool. This is my numbers match. I like that.
You match?
Always
kind
match.
Kind of my full-time job.
All right, any questions on the bank reconciliation?
No questions.
Hearing none, then I move that we approve the bank reconciliation.
I will second Scott's motion.
And all in favor of approving the bank reconciliation, please say yes.
Yes.
And that was unanimous. Normally on these, there's a spot where all of us sign.
Yeah, the line went away after the first of the year, so I think the last meetings you just signed. Yeah.
That's right.
Cool.
When the UAN did their update.
No kidding, they just removed the line.
Yep.
Yeah, maybe we're not keeping up with the times.
I know. Supposed to use electronic signatures, maybe.
Yeah, that's right.
Am I supposed to sign these too?
I don't think it's necessary, no. I don't recall you doing that, or Anita doing that.
That is the
payroll vouchers?
Yeah.
Been a pretty uneventful winter for the road crew. Salt and sand and a couple trees.
Yeah, pretty light winter.
Not much beyond that, huh?
Nope.
Okay, I failed to bring the summary sheet for the purchase orders, but there's only three.
Oh, okay. So three purchase orders. Two then and now is one super blanket. Total amount is $17,000.
$16,937.42.
Okay. Marble Supply being the biggest one for $16,285.75. And then.
Is that our pipe?
Yep.
Okay. Local IQ is $151 for advertising and. Why am I not seeing it?
It doesn't have one. It
no
was
payee,
a super blanket. It's that also advertising.
Oh,
had to do with the real estate.
For $500
yes.
Bucks. Okay. Any questions?
No questions.
Nay, okay. Let me make sure I got the. I'll have to do this. I don't have to. I'll do it in one, but there's three different purchase orders numbers. So I move that we authorize Super Blanket Certificate 12-2024 And two then and now purchase orders beginning 39-2024 and 40-2024 for a total amount of $16,937 and change. I so move. Thank you, Scott. All in favor of approving these, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that was unanimous.
Those don't need a resolution, do they?
No.
They weren't resolution. Oh, I couldn't remember if you read resolution numbers. Those were purchase order numbers.
Purchase order numbers. And I'm just going to go ahead and...
Yep.
They're approved by us, but it's not necessary to sign them because we already authorized them. We'll do it before the meeting concludes. Payroll listing or payment listing?
Payment listing. Does she read the numbers or
no.
Just pass it out?
We usually have three individual copies, though.
Okay.
So we
noted.
Can see that.
Do you want me to email you one?
And I actually think, Scott, to even add to that, it's just we just do three individual copies, Colleen, of the top copy. The
cover sheet.
Cover sheet of it. Yeah, we don't need all of the
detail behind it.
Right.
We're sharing brains, finishing each other's sentences.
I know. We've been doing this too long, huh?
You guys could be married.
Any questions about the payment listing?
No question.
We've got the ones that we just signed off on, Wayne County Commissioners. Buford Candle, okay. I move that we approve the payment listing for April 2024.
I will second your motion.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of approving the payment listing, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes, that was unanimous. We will sign checks prior to the conclusion of the meeting.
Here's the fund status. Should you do three of those too?
Yeah. Fund status after the checks get paid. Is it legit? The numbers looked really familiar.
Actually, they look the same.
Yeah.
I think they're the same.
Yeah. This is not an official document. This is usually a courtesy document. Well, we're tracking this for now. This total is the exact same total as it was on this document.
You probably
well,
just made
because
it.
They're both for 331. This okay. Should be for.
Got it.
For.
Yeah.
10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
For 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. As of tonight, assuming or reflecting that those payments have been made.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can email those?
Sure. Yeah, might as well, because I think most of us will keep...
It's a courtesy document.
An individual record of it, so yeah. If we're ever asked a question, we can refer back to... Yeah.
I'll email that out to you.
Yep.
Are there any other documents you need to review with
Fire
us?
Fire report?
We'll do that.
Okay. That's it.
Cool. Thank you so much, Colleen. All right. Road supervisor reports. Kevin had sent over to us via email. I don't know if you had an opportunity to review those or not. I didn't see anything on there that really jumped out at me.
Okay.
It's a pretty light month, looked like.
I did have one thing to report in related to that.
Okay.
So, you know, we did a lot of tree work.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, up on Prevani Drive, we did a lot of tree work.
Yeah.
And one of the property owners, we went to all the property owners up there about the trees and got permission from everyone. Even though they were in the right of way, they were in front of people's houses or across the road and all of that. So we got permission, and we actually took down I think a few more trees than what we originally talked about. Does that sound right? Anyway, one of the landowners said, "Hey, I've got a guy that will come and take all of this." Well, he was just like, "Hey, I need some firewood." And it was lumber, like a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And so I got a couple questions because I'm in the neighborhood about that.
Right.
And so what we did was, the guy who wanted it came and got a few logs for firewood, and then I worked with one of the other residents up there, and we worked with a firewood company, I guess I would call it. Somebody who does tree service, who said, hey, I'll come and get that for you if you want. And we thought, I thought, yeah, because they were stacked where they mow, you know, there's, and after a couple of weeks, that stuff's going to be in the way. So long story short, I guess, we have someone that's going to come. If you see those logs and trees and branches all up there, someone is coming to get them all.
Okay.
So that'll be taken care of. And I confirmed that all with Kevin, that he was, that we didn't want it as a township, that if somebody could come and get them, great. We didn't have to take our equipment up there.
Right.
And our man hours and our time to move them out.
I did have one resident contact me because there was a tree that was not marked in the initial survey that was taken down.
Oh.
And it was in the right of way. And I explained to this individual via email that, yeah, we identified several trees in the right of way that needed to come down. But then we asked our arborists to come in, and they evaluated trees as well, and there were some instances where they chose to remove trees, and that was a surprise to this homeowner. And I explained that, you know, the trees in the right-of-way are in our care,
yeah,
and that includes in the middle of the night when a tree comes down and it's blocking a road, we are the first responders,
right.
And that in order to prevent a emergency response like that, we felt it was appropriate to take trees that were identified by us, but also by the arborist as potentially rotted, to remove those in order to prevent an emergency response situation. That was as...
Yep.
That's how I see it.
Good response.
And...
I mean, we're giving the arborist the discretion as well.
Yeah. We're not. I'm not. Scott, you know more about a lot of stuff that I don't know about.
Good.
And we each have that, but I'm not a...
If it's going to hit a power line or anything like that, yeah, we need to take it down.
And I heard no other rebuttal.
Okay.
So it's unfortunate sometimes. I think trees are in our yard. We attach ownership to it, but if they're in the right of way, they are in our care. The township's care. Okay. So, road inspection report, monthly department report from Kevin. Any questions with respect to that?
No questions.
Hearing no further, then I move that we include the road inspection form and the monthly department report into the monthly meeting minutes.
I second.
Thank you, Scott. All in favor of including those reports together with meeting minutes, please say yes.
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 And that was unanimous. Nothing further with road supervisor reports. We've got fire department reports, Downton Fire, KVFD.
Downton, KVFD, delinquent.
Okay. Delinquent. Downton Fire, you know, I gotta say, we've been getting this report now for a couple months. I sort of like this report format that we're getting. It gives us turnout time and not just the 50th percentile, but also the 90th percentile, which I find very, as a statistician, I dig that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been, if you haven't had, can you email that to us as well?
Sure will.
Unless we received it and I didn't see it. But.
I had just kind of a informal conversation with somebody on Downton Council and said, how's it going? You know, and they said, we think it's going well. We might be able to use a few more staff, but I think everybody can relate to that. But overall, I think if there was a comment, it was, we'd like to cut down on some of the mutual aid that we're asking for. But again, that all ties back to staffing.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've heard nothing as far as any, I haven't heard any negative reports from the community. So I think they're off to a good start.
I agree.
My concern with trying to get away from mutual aid would be, and of course we have no authority or decision making in this, but no. I would look at the turnout time, and if we're maintaining a low turnout time with mutual aid, perfect.
Well, right.
And if we try to not have mutual aid and the turnout time goes up, then that's an issue.
Great point.
Because to me, it's all about response time.
Yep.
And if we can respond quicker from Kidron, or we respond quicker from Oroville, we respond quicker from West Salem. Wait, that would not be, well, if it's West Salem, we got other problems. I mean, Brewster or
Mount Eaton,
North Lawrence, anywhere in the surrounding communities, that would be appropriate, I think, until we have enough staff that we can do it.
I think the end user doesn't care too much about who's helping them as long as someone is there quickly and helping them. So.
I will state publicly that my pet peeve was responses coming from Marshallville rather than from closer departments. I need to let that horse die. Okay. So I move that we include the Downton Fire Department report in the monthly meeting minutes.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Tom. All in favor of including the Downton Fire Department report in the monthly meeting minutes, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Sir. And that was unanimous. No dissenting vote was necessary. Unfinished.
I did.
Thank Tom. Seconded that. Unfinished business from prior meetings? I wasn't aware of any.
No. I don't think we
tabled
left anything tabled or nothing. Hanging out there. Nope.
Cool. New business then. I had heard from the... Is Amos the president of KVFD? I heard from the president of KVFD questioning whether the township had paid out the final... hold back from 2023, and looking at the fund balances from December 31 of 2023, I don't think we paid out.
I think there was still 5% left to pay out.
So what we need to do, Colleen, is look at the total amount collected in 2023 from the county specifically for that levy.
And this would be the Kidron levy.
The Kidron levy?
The South Township, Southern Township levy.
And then... net of any disbursements that we had given them throughout the year should have been two disbursements we gave, and then the net would be the holdback that we had in this account, and we'll need to cut that check and get it out to them. Next meeting is May-ish. May 8th? If I'll reach out to KVFD if they need funds prior to that. I mean, it's only going to be $5,000, $6,000. If they need funds before that, then we can have a special meeting, sign the check, and get it over to them. But if they can wait till May 8th, we'll do it May 8th. Fair? Okay. Any other new business to speak of? 7:23.
Wow.
No other new business? Don't make stuff up.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm
good. Cool. Well, let's sign checks then, Colleen. And you got these two things to sign yet? So I think one of the benefits of each of us getting a copy of that payment listing is that then we can go through these checks and just we're triple checking you.
Do you want that payment listing?
Those
file.
Scott has more
signature with a little more flourish.
You don't have this yet. Anita's doing tonight.
Taxes.
Oh, that's right. Another week ish. Not quite.
5 days.
Five
like
days.
That.
Yeah. Do you get into any of that?
Oh, no.
Good. Wise.
I do like my siblings.
Yeah.
Some of them.
I gotta help my son with his, and he just usually does something online.
Yeah.
So I'm there to answer the questions.
Look complete.
All right. It might not be in numerical order, or ascending numerical order. Yeah. After we conclude. All right.
Okay.
We do have one public member in attendance tonight. Any public comment from our attendee? No? Nothing verbal. Okay. You had 2 minutes to respond. We'll use those 2 minutes in adjourn meeting. How's that sound?
Yeah. That works for me.
All right. Anything else? Last call. No? Okay. Then at 7:29, I will move that we adjourn the meeting. If I have a second?
Second.
All in favor of adjourning the meeting, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Unanimous. Again. Thanks very much.